You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Text to 78592 says, when I was in kindergarten, I asked my teacher if I could go to the bathroom, and she said no.
What?
So I got really angry and peed myself on purpose so I could watch her clean it up.
Oh,
for the rest of the year, I could go to the bathroom whenever I wanted.
Hey, sure. Crazy how that works.
It's a little badass. I peed myself in kindergarten and was humiliated by it. I wish I had that attitude instead.
If we tried to pee ourselves here, Jake would just start filming us.
Yeah.
We'd go viral for that. I mean, 98% of the time of our days are spent in the bathroom here. The other 2%, we hold it while listening to people's confessions right here on the Masked Speaker.
Yeah, so hurry up.
And one of our listeners is ready with a bladder full of secrets to spill all over our show.
Why does that sound dirty?
She's chosen the fake name Brianna. Brianna, welcome.
Hi.
Hey. So you gotta go?
I actually have a story from back in high school.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, the voice changer is on. You are the Masked Speaker, Brianna. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Sure. So I actually got suspended for something that I didn't do.
You got suspended in high school?
I did.
For what?
I did. Apparently for stealing a teacher's phone.
Stealing a teacher's phone, that's a big offense.
Oh. You said you didn't.
It was a pretty wild thing. Four people wound up at the vice principal's office, and the other girls were mean girls, and they pinned it on me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they previously your friends?
I thought that they were.
Oh, man.
Not friends enough.
High school girls are mean, so...
Yeah.
The vice principal believed them, barely even heard me out.
Yeah, I believe them, too.
What?
You sound like the type that would steal a phone. In fact, is this even your phone that you're calling from right now?
She's still using the teacher's phone.
Why would she lie years later?
But why would you? Why are you, like, hiding your voice? You know what I mean? Like, why is this a confession if you didn't do it? Oh.
Well, you know, you think about all the things that you wish you said this, you wish you did this, and, you know, if you ever had a chance, how would you make up for it?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I never forgave him for that. Fast forward, I got a chance to feel better about the whole situation.
Wait, you got a chance to get revenge on the vice principal?
I did.
Oh.
What the heck?
What happened?
So, I work at a diner. And guess who came in to eat the other day?
No.
Mr. Vice Principal.
Good to see you, old friend.
It was Vice Principal. So all of those feelings and frustration came back to me because I was the one to wait on his table.
Oh, no.
As a former server, there's so many things going through my head. I mean, dude, you can mess with the food. You can mess with the bill.
You could steal his phone for real.
What'd you do?
So he didn't remember me. I guess I can't fault him for that. It was like 15 years ago.
Yeah. Right. And you were there for a little while, too.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, I was gone. You know, I'm sure he noticed. No, but so it's a diner job. You know, I'm in between work, so I don't, you know, hold it as the most important thing to me. If I'm going to do something and get fired, it's worth the risk.
Okay.
So came up with a plan, went over to his table, and as I'm refilling his coffee, I... super accidentally missed the mug a little bit.
Whoops.
How much did you miss?
A pretty good amount. And it spilled all over the table. And that created enough of a distraction for me to take his car keys, which he left out there like
his
an idiot.
His car keys?
What?
You're going to steal his car?
Not what I expected.
Mrs. I swear I don't steal at all.
Yeah. Now we're just into Grand Theft Auto at this point.
Well, you know what? I didn't steal. I just, he made me feel crazy, so I'm going to make him feel the same way. After I cleaned up the mess, I ran out the back. I hit the buttons on the keys to see which car was his.
Uh-huh.
I got in his car. I drove it 2 blocks away.
Oh, and got it washed and dry.
Detail,
thank you.
I parked his car, came back in, and he paid the bill. He leaves, and oh no, he can't find his car.
Oh
my God. So he thinks it's stolen, but it's really 2 blocks away. He would end up calling the cops still, right?
Yes, so he did. He called the police.
Oh, my God.
You let him get that deep into this?
Yes, they asked to see the security footage, but like...
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Uh-oh.
You know what? I did, though. And it just so happened that it wasn't working.
Oh. Never is. Never is when you need it, right?
That's so weird.
Camera's always out.
And it's like it's a diner, so they don't expect you to have like top-notch security footage at all times. It's not like it's a bank.
Yeah, someone like turned off the recording device. It's so weird. I wonder who did that.
Okay, so then what happened?
She's still so
Brianna, you're sinister.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if I meant that as a compliment, but yeah.
I left his keys in his car, and they found it like an hour later. So that hopefully teaches him to not pin things on people that didn't do anything.
I don't know that he's going to get that message. I don't think that message
is just a really clear message.
Probably not, but at the end of it, he probably feels a little crazy, just like I felt when he accused me of doing something that I didn't actually do.
He probably
just made an Alzheimer's test with his doctor.
Yeah. Remember, text in to 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone tap's coming up next.